Maggie Duckworth might be living in Bridgeton, Missouri right now, but one day she could be calling Mars home.
It'll be two men and two women, four on each shuttle, and we'll be starting a new colony on Mars. It's a permanent settlement. We will not be returning.
Duckworth wants to take a one-way trip to the Red Planet as part of the Mars One mission.
There were over 200,000 applicants. I don't know the exact number, but it was a lot. And then they recently made a cut on December 30th, and there are now 1,058.
When she first told me she was going to Mars, first thing I said, are you kidding? The second thing I said, can I come in your suitcase?
Duckworth is determined to take part in the mission to Mars that will sell licensing rights and a reality show about the out-of-this-world experience.
I'm an electrical engineer, but I run a business making costumes. I do a little bit of everything, and I think that's something we're going to need, because if there's any problems that we run into on Mars, we're going to have to come up with solutions. We can't necessarily constantly be calling back to Earth, because there's a 6-minute delay.
Up next, Maggie the Martian has to pass a physical and medical test in March, while the Cosmos candidate pool gets whittled down.
Some people have been like, well, are you scared to go die on Mars? And I'm like, well, are you scared to die on Earth? Like, it's going to happen. I'm going to die somewhere. I might as well be doing something that I really love to do, and that's going to make a big difference in our race.
Maggie hopes to say goodbye to planet Earth in the year 2025.